What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Joe Kolumbek is on that Common Council, and he joins us now. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
There was big news this week about a proposed hotel tax in Buffalo that would impose up to a 5% tax on hotel beds. How did this come up?
Well, it was proposed in the mayor's budget when it was sent to the city council on May the 1st. And we anticipated that if Albany would pass it, that we would bring in about $4 or $5 million towards our budget. Unfortunately, they did not do that. So we're going to have a hole of between $4 and $5 million in the budget that we're going to have to fix.
So this was proposed, and for it to be, it had to be approved in Albany for it to go into effect?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so now $4 or $5 million missing. Has there been another, maybe not proposal, but other ideas to make up that money?
No, as of right now, I have not heard anything. We didn't hear for sure, I think, until Friday that it was definitely not going to be approved in this year's session, although I was assuming over the past couple of weeks that it wouldn't. We're going to have to go back and we're going to have to make cuts, in my opinion. I don't think that there's any other places that we can add dollars, but we're going to have to make some serious cuts.
Okay, before I ask you those, what you think those cuts might be, when is the budget due? When is it supposed to be signed by the mayor?
May 21st or 22nd, depending on what day of the week it is. So we have from the 1st until the 21st or the 22nd in order to work on the budget. And then unlike Albany, that doesn't really have a drop-dead date that they have to have it approved by, we do. So we don't have that luxury of holding things off. So we had to approve it this year on May 22nd.
So where would you like to see, or maybe not like to see, but where would you rather the attention be when talking about budget cuts? And what do you think is untouchable?
Well, you know, it's sort of tough because, you know, the untouchables are those things that are state-mandated, union contracts, police, fire, and things like that. So those are definitely non-touchables. We can't break a union contract, no matter, you know, what that contract is. So, you know, it is tough for us to try to figure out where the cuts are going to be, but we're going to have to come up with $4 to $5 million, you know, in the next 6 months, you know, actually at least $4 to $5 million over the next 6 months.
So the mayor had had proposed a tax increase, and you guys compromised that down a little lower. Is there a possibility that the mayor's original proposed tax increase will have to go into effect to chip away at this deficit?
No, I don't believe so, you know, because we have to have the tax bills printed by, like, the first or second week of June. So those have to go out by July 1st because the city of Buffalo's fiscal year is July 1 to June 30th. So, you know, we wouldn't be able to do that. I mean, it's possible that come December we change things, but I don't think that that's probable. I think that we're going to have to do what we did years ago, and we're going to have to take a much closer look at this budget, and we're going to have to find places where we can make cuts, not filling positions, hopefully through attrition, and save some money that way. I think that's the only way that you have long-term savings in the budget.
Has the city comptroller spoken to the council and proposed any cuts?
I don't remember if there was specific cuts that were proposed, but Barbara Miller-Williams does send a report to the council, and she did warn us that while this year's budget did have a lot of, I don't want to say gimmicks, but I think if comes are the best words for it. She basically told us that we needed to be careful because the four-year plan was a little bit out of whack. And she's actually been pretty decent at giving us information about how this impacts not just this year, but years down the road as well, because that's, I think, what the most important thing is.
Let me ask you, so since it was shot down by Albany, there's no chance of bringing back this hotel tax idea, even if it's maybe 3%? That's completely out? It won't be re-proposed?
I don't know, because it's really the mayor that negotiates with Albany. My understanding is that it had an assembly sponsor, but there was no sponsor in the Senate, and you need both houses in Albany to approve an additional spending like that or an additional tax like that. So I would say it looks like it would not be probable that it would be happening, but you never know.
All right, Joe, I got to ask you this question. You know, there's rumors circulating around social media, which, you know, you got to take them for what they are. But there's rumors that Mayor Byron Brown might be stepping down before August. You have any thoughts on that?
Well, I've heard that, you know, for the past year and a half that he was going to Buff State, and I'm still waiting. You know, now the rumor is that he's going to OTB, but I've been hearing that for the past 6 or 7 months. I suppose anything is possible, but I don't put a lot of faith in rumors.
And my final question, and Joe, I know this one. I think every time I've talked to you in the last year, I've brought up this question. So I apologize, but it is on the minds of people in the city. Fluoride, is it going to be back in the water by the end of August, like originally said?
As far as I know, there's been nothing that has derailed that. So I believe that it will be back in as planned by the sewer, by the water authority.
All right. Now, Joe, if you find out anything else, I know you've got my number, so I know we'll be in touch.
Okay, will do. Hey, thanks, Joe.
Always great catching up with you. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your morning.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.